Rogue, Prisoner, Princess. Written by Morgan Rice and read for you by Wayne Farrell. Chapter 1. Ceres, Ceres, Ceres. Ceres could feel the chant of the crowd as clearly as her own thudding heartbeat. She raised her sword in acknowledgement, tightening her grip as she did, testing the leather. It didn't matter to her that they'd probably only learned her name a few moments ago. It was enough that they knew it, and that it was reverberating through her, so that she could feel it almost as a physical force. Across the stad, facing her, her opponent, the massive combat lord, paced the sands. Ceres swallowed at the sight of him, fear rising up in her as much as she tried to suppress it. This, she knew, could very well be the last fight of her life. The combat lord paced like a caged lion, swinging his sword through the air in arcs that seemed to be designed to show off his bulging muscles. With his breastplate and visored helmet, he looked as if he could have been carved from stone. It was hard for Ceres to believe that he was just flesh and blood. Ceres closed her eyes and steeled herself. "You can do this," she told herself. "You may not win, but you must face him valiantly. If you were to die, you must die with honor." A trumpet blast rang in Ceres's ears, rising up even over the baying of the crowd. It filled the arena, and suddenly her opponent was charging. He was faster than she thought such a big man had any right to be, on her before she had a chance to react. It was all Ceres could do to dodge, kicking up dust as she got out of the warrior's path. The combat lord swung his blade with two hands, and Ceres ducked, feeling the rush of air as it passed. He hacked down like a butcher wielding a cleaver, and when she spun and blocked the stroke, the impact of metal on metal rang up her arms. She did not think it possible a warrior could be that strong. She circled away, her opponent following with a grim inevitability. Ceres heard her name mixed in with the cheers and boos of the crowd. She forced herself to stay focused. She kept her eyes fixed on her opponent and tried to remember her training, thinking through all the things that might happen next. She tried to slash and then rolled her wrist to send her sword around the parry. But the combat lord merely grunted as her blade took a nick out of his forearm. He smiled as if he'd enjoyed it. "You'll pay for that," he warned. His accent was thick from one of the far corners of the empire. He was on her again, forcing her to parry and dodge, and she knew she couldn't risk a head-on clash, not with someone this strong. Ceres felt the ground give way beneath her right foot, a sensation of emptiness there where there should have been firm support. She glanced down and saw sand pouring down into a pit below. For a moment, her foot hung over empty space, and she thrust out blindly with her sword as she struggled to keep her balance. The combat lord's parry was almost contemptuous. For an instant, Ceres was sure she was going to die, because there was no way to fully stop the answering stroke. She felt the jarring impact of the blow against her blade. It only slowed it, though, as it slammed into her armor. Her breastplate pressed back into her flesh with bruising force, while at the spot where it ended, she felt pain flare white-hot as the sword cut along her collarbone. She stumbled back, and as she did, she saw more pits opening around the floor of the arena, like the mouths of hungry beasts. And then, desperate, she had an idea. Maybe she could use them to her advantage. Ceres skirted around the edges of the pits, hoping to slow his approach. "Ceres!" Paolo called. She turned and her weapon keeper threw a short spear in her direction. Its shaft thudded into her slick palm as she caught it, the wood feeling rough. The spear was shorter than might have been used in a real battle, but it was still long enough to thrust its leaf-shaped head across the pits. "I'll take you a slice at a time," the combat lord promised, edging his way around. With an opponent this strong, Ceres thought, her best hope was to try to wear him down. How long could someone that huge keep fighting? Already, Ceres could feel the burn of her own muscles and the sweat that dripped down her face. How much worse would it be for the combat lord she faced? It was impossible to know for sure, but it had to be her best hope. So she